Chinese President Xi Jinping has declared the opening of the 14th National Games in Xi'an, capital city of Shanxi Province. The 14th National Games, which will run from September 15th to 27th, feature 54 sports and 595 events. More than 12,000 athletes are set to compete in the final stage of the Games. Senior Chinese official Yang Jieqi has called on the United States to work with China in bringing ties back to the right track as soon as possible. He made the remarks Wednesday while meeting via video link with representatives of the U.S. Democratic and Republican parties who attended the 12th China-U.S. Political Party Leaders Dialogue. Yang is director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the CPC Central Committee. He says talks between political parties of China and the U.S. are very beneficial to enhancing mutual understanding and deepening dialogue and cooperation. The U.S. representatives have said that global challenges such as climate change, the fight against COVID-19 and economic recovery call for greater U.S.-China cooperation. They've called on the two sides to make efforts to deepen communication and continuously expand cooperation. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi have agreed to promote bilateral ties and strengthen cooperation. During their meeting in Seoul, Moon says South Korea is ready to work with China to maintain the momentum of high-level exchanges, expand people-to-people exchanges, and push for more fruitful cooperation in economy, trade, and environmental protection. He says South Korea appreciates China's contribution to maintaining peace on the Korean Peninsula and hopes that China will continue to play a constructive role in the Korean Peninsula issue. Wang Yi says China-South Korea relations have maintained a sound momentum of development, and the friendship has been further deepened through joint efforts to fight the pandemic. He adds that China firmly supports both Koreas in improving relations and will continue to play a constructive role in realizing lasting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. The People's Bank of China and the Hong Kong Monetary Authority have announced that the southbound trading under Bond Connect will be launched on September 24th. This arrangement allows mainland investors to invest in Hong Kong's bond market through connection between the financial infrastructure services institutions of the two places. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says launching the southbound trading completes the two-way connection of the bond markets and will promote further mutual access between the two financial markets. She says the average daily turnover in the northbound trading under Bond Connect has increased by 17 times since 2017. A Chinese government spokesperson says more than 156,000 Taiwan compatriots have received COVID-19 vaccines on the mainland. Zhu Fenglian, a State Council Taiwan Affairs Office spokesperson, says that in keeping with local vaccination plans, some localities have started offering COVID-19 shots to mainland-based Taiwan students between 12 and 17 years old. She adds that with the help of a mainland-supported program, several thousand overseas Taiwan compatriots based in dozens of countries, including Thailand, Vietnam, Georgia, and Mauritius, have received shots of Chinese or foreign COVID-19 vaccines. Central China's industrial hub of Zhuzhou launched a combined sea rail transport service to Africa. A freight train carrying nearly 2,000 tons of China's material assistance to Africa left the city in Hunan province on Wednesday. The first consignment of goods is expected to arrive at Mombasa port in Kenya on October 15th. The sea rail transport service covers 11 African seaports, as well as 20 roads and railways in inland Africa in the first phase.